The questioner asks how it is that a truth that has struck with such force one day can scarcely be remembered a few days later. It goes in, right? Even if we can't access it in 2 days' time, it's gone in. This is how the Lord works to reform our mind, you know, like, so those, and those instances of, or seeing, you know, the instances of those aha moments and things like that. I mean, that is actually a sense of heaven breaking in. And what's happening is that things are being reordered. You know, your spiritual associates are being reordered in those moments as well. And the fact that we forget is pretty much due to the fact that some of these patterns and ways that we have of being in life are pretty well entrenched. And that's just how it is. You know, that's fine. But there's nothing there that the Lord can't bring us out of, but he can only bring us out of it in a way whereby our freedom is not violated, that it's as if of ourselves, you know, that we have a sense that life is our own and that we're acting from that. So it's a gradual process, and there'll come a time when, you know, you would have heard something that someone has shared in a particular way that's had an impact on you, and that will return at some point as your own insight framed in a slightly different way, and you will communicate that to somebody else, and they'll be blessed by that, and it goes on. This is how, so in a logopraxis context, this is how the Lord is made visible. It's through sharing, you know, the reality of our experience in the Word with others, and that builds gradually but surely over time in terms of the capacity for the Lord to meet each one of us where we're at, you know, where we need to be met with the insights we need for our life.